Game 1 of the final three regular season games saw the battalion took on a formidable and familiar foe in the Oshawa Generals. This Thursday night it was the troops who claimed victory over the Generals 5-1 for an audience of 2,405. "I really liked our effort tonight," said head coach Ryan Olayan. "We had to be greasy at times, didn't look pretty at times, but I think we understood the game plan. I thought our guys really dug in with battles and compete, and over the course of the game we got rewarded with some big plays and ended up with two huge points." Two huge points indeed, as the win kept the battalion ahead of the Ottawa 67s, who also won their game against the Niagara Ice Dogs. Mike McKiver had an outstanding game, stopping 38 out of 39 shots he faced, only being bested by a penalty shot. Liram Amidovsky also had himself a game, with two goals, one on a penalty shot of his own, and one shorthanded on an empty net. The troops' game plan from the get-go was crystal clear. Win the physical battles on both ends of the ice and your opportunities will come. That first opportunity presented itself in the form of Nick Wellenreiter alone in the Oshawa zone, drawing in four Oshawa defenders, making space for Inat Pazzi, 9, to receive an excellent backhand pass, skating in down nearly on the goal line and sending in the opening goal from a sharp angle. Shortly after the goal, the battalion were put on the penalty kill. To give you a quick summary of how effective it was, most of the play was spent in the Generals' zone, negating an Oshawa power play unit that has been operating at a dangerous 23%. The physicality North Bay displayed in the first period refused to wane into the second stanza, laying hit after hit and taking up as much space in all areas of the ice as possible. That's not to say Oshawa wasn't finding their chances, as shots halfway through the second period read 17-9 in favor of the visiting squad. The battalion and netminder Mike McKiver were just playing to a playoff elevated level. During a bad turnover in the battalion zone, Colby Barlow was tripped up, not on a breakaway, and awarded a penalty shot that he would score on, tying the game 1-1. After this goal, Oshawa would up the pressure, setting up so many dangerous and high danger plays. Quick on the breakout, physical on open ice, generating odd man rushes, and winning every battle. This intensity lasted until the final minute of the period as the battalion swarmed Oshawa's end. Dynamic passing and cycling led to the puck finding Kent Greer at the blue line, who walked in and shot the puck low through traffic. The puck careened off of Isaac Gravel's pads to battalion captain Ethan Prosazin, 32, who sent the puck into the nearly wide-open net to gain the lead 2-1 with just 10.9 seconds left in the period. Much like the transition from the first to second period, the energy carried between second to third with hardly a missed step. Both teams were unrelenting on the rush, repeatedly getting within inches of either extending the lead. Liram Amidovsky made a play at center ice on a breakaway but was hooked. This led to a penalty shot. Amidovsky gained speed, deked and put the puck past Gravel. The play was immediately challenged by the Oshawa bench for goaltender interference. There was a brief review, the official skated to center ice and chopped his hand down. Good goal, 3-1 battalion. This would ultimately suck the wind out of the Generals' sails, leading to two empty net goals. One by Liram Amidovsky, 18, and the next and final goal of the game by Nolan Laird. Final score 5-1 North Bay. Final shots on goal 39 Oshawa, 25 North Bay. The battalion are quick to play again as they take on the Niagara Ice Dogs at the Meridian Center in St. Catharines Friday, March 21 at 7 p.m. "We already had a chat after this one to not get too high off this win. We haven't played up to our standards in the last couple weeks on the back-to-back, on the Friday," said Olayan on their upcoming match against the Ice Dogs. "The one good thing is they, Niagara, played tonight too, so that's a little bit different for us, so it should be even keel and we've got to have another good one on the road tomorrow." Top Troops Honors. Tonight, the battalion also presented their team awards, highlighting the best of this year's crop. Many of the awards were handed out by many of the players' billet families. This year's award winners are Judy Smith Scholastic Player of the Year, Kent Grier. Most Sportsmanlike Player, Zach Weigel. Jerry Callahan Memorial Humanitarian Award, Andrew LeBlanc and Ethan Procezin. Don, Hockey, Hadley Fan Favorite, Kent Grier. Rookie of the Year, Kent Grier. Defenseman of the Year, Bronson Ride. Overage Player of the Year, Jacob LeBlanc. Most Outstanding Player of the Year, Mike McKiver and Ethan Procezin.